Hey everybody, welcome to Come Follow Me Daily Dose. I'm Lindsay Hansen and today is March 22nd. Today we're going to continue in this week's Come Follow Me block and we're going to jump into the final chapter of 2 Nephi. Can you believe that we have already finished up 2 Nephi? In this final chapter, Nephi is going to bear kind of his final testimony to his children and to us. And so we're going to split this into 2 days, taking a look at different things that he testifies of each day. But let's jump into it because my favorite verse in this whole chapter is actually in verse 1. Verse 1 says, "And now I, Nephi, cannot write all the things which were taught among my people. Neither am I mighty in writing like unto speaking. For when a man speaketh by the power of the Holy Ghost, the power of the Holy Ghost carrieth it unto the hearts of the children of men." Now, like I said, I love this verse. It teaches one of my favorite principles. It's a principle I'm a little bit obsessed with. But Nephi is going to explain that he wasn't able to write all of the things that he taught his people. And then he says, "And I'm not mighty in writing like I am in speaking." And then listen to what he says here. He says, "For when a man speaketh by the power of the Holy Ghost, the power of the Holy Ghost carrieth it unto the hearts of the children of men." First of all, I think it's really interesting that he brings this up because he just taught that when we speak by the power of the Holy Ghost, that we are speaking the words of Christ and we are speaking with the tongue of angels. And so he's saying, I much prefer to speak over writing because when I speak, I feel like I am speaking the words of Christ and speaking with the tongue of angels. And there's so much more power in that, he felt. But then the second part of this verse, I think, is just so fascinating because it says that when someone speaks by the power of the Holy Ghost carries that message unto the hearts of the children of men. I think it's so incredibly important to note that it says unto the children of men and not into the hearts of the children of men. Now, if you've been listening for a while, you know I am obsessed with the principle of agency. And this scripture teaches us so much about agency and about how Heavenly Father works with our agency. Keep in mind, our Father in heaven wants nothing more than for us to draw near to Him. He wants nothing more than for us to be converted, to become changed and more Christ-like, and return to Him again someday. That is the greatest desire of His heart. That is His work and His glory. However, our Father in heaven also was willing to lose a third part of His children over our right to choose. Our agency and our ability to choose what we're going to believe or not believe, our ability to choose who we become and our conversion, all of those things He wants us to be able to choose. He respects our agency. And so even though our Father in heaven wants nothing more than for our conversion, our change, our return to Him, He is not going to override the principle of agency in order to achieve it. And He is certainly not going to force the Holy Ghost on you or on me or on anyone else. It has to be an exercise of our agency, a choice that we make. And for that reason, when a man speaketh by the power of the Holy Ghost or a woman speaketh by the power of the Holy Ghost is commissioned to carry that message and the spirit of that message unto the heart, never into it. God will not force the spirit into our hearts. He will not force us to fill or to receive His messages. Rather, He commissions the Holy Ghost to carry that message unto our hearts. And then with our agency, we have the opportunity to decide what we do with that. So the next verse tells us that there are many whose hearts are so hardened that the Holy Ghost can't find a place there, right? So if our Father in heaven isn't going to force the Spirit into our hearts, then it's our job as learners of the gospel, as hearers of the word, to soften our hearts and to come with a heart and a mind open and ready to learn and to feel. And that's how we have to approach the scriptures when we sit down. That's how we have to approach church when we go. That's how we have to approach conference when we sit down to learn from our prophets and apostles. That's not on them to make us learn. It's not on the speaker in sacrament meeting to make his talk interesting enough that we want to listen to it. It's on us as the learner to soften our hearts, to prepare our hearts to learn and to grow and to be receptive to the Holy Ghost. When we allow our hearts to harden, we can hear the message. We can experience the truth. We can listen to the doctrines, but they won't necessarily mean anything to us. They won't have the ability to change us because the Spirit won't be able to enter into our hearts to begin to change our hearts. Have you ever had that experience where you go to a meeting with a friend or a family member and you're sitting in the meeting and maybe one of you walks out and they're like, wow, what an incredible meeting. What an incredible talk. I learned so much. I grew. And you might just be sitting there being like, did we go to the same meeting? Because that was not my experience. I thought that was super boring. What's the difference? You heard the same message, the same doctrines. The difference is how we have prepared and what we have done, the state of our hearts to receive the message and to experience the truth. And that's exactly what we hear in verse 2. Behold, there are many that harden their hearts against the Holy Spirit, that it hath no place in them. Wherefore they cast many things which are written and esteem them as things of naught. Now, it might not be that extreme with us, right? I don't think we're meaning to cast aside doctrines or the words of Christ, but we aren't able to get their true worth or their true value. We're not able to esteem them the way that we need to if our hearts are not softened and opened and ready to receive. And we can keep those hearts softened by our humility and our desire to follow Christ. Elder Sitati once said, "Humility inclines the heart of the disciple toward repentance and obedience. The Spirit of God is then able to bring truth to that heart, and it will find entry." Do we approach our gospel learning? Do we approach church on Sunday in a spirit of humility, ready to have a softened heart, opened to the Spirit, and opened to the messages of change and repentance that the Spirit might bring? That is vital to our gospel learning and vital to the change that has to happen for conversion to take place. So then continuing on in verse 4, it says, "And I know that the Lord God will consecrate my prayers for the gain of my people, and the words which I have written in weakness will be made strong unto them. For it persuadeth them to do good, and it maketh known unto them of their fathers, and speaketh of Jesus, and persuadeth them to believe in him, and endure to the end, which is life eternal." So here specifically, Nephi is talking about the Book of Mormon, and that even though he's weak, God can take that weakness and he can make it strong and be for the benefit of others. But we're not writing scripture, right? We're not writing the Book of Mormon. So how does this apply to us? My friends, each and every one of us has something that we are responsible for. We have something that we need to do, whether it's our work as parents, whether it's our occupations, whether it's our callings in the church. We all have a responsibility. And a lot of times within that responsibility, we feel completely incapable of doing it to the caliber that it needs to be done. Especially often in the church, in our callings, we feel that way. Or especially often as parents, we feel that way, that we are incapable of doing things as well as it needs to be done. What I love here is the faith that Nephi shows in his Father in heaven. He says that he knows that the Lord God will consecrate his prayers for the gain of his people. And the things that we do in weakness can be made strong for the people that we are supposed to be serving. My friends, I am not the greatest parent on earth, very far from it. I'm not the greatest in my occupation. I am not the greatest in my callings. I'm not the best teacher in the world. But what I do know is that I have a sincere heart to do things to the best of my abilities. And even though I fall short all the time, I have faith in grace that it can take my weaknesses and it can make them strong. Christ was able to take a few loaves of bread and a few fishes, and he was able to multiply it and to make it enough. And my friends, I testify that as we approach our Father in heaven in humility, as we approach with faith in grace, that Christ can take of our meager offerings, he can multiply them, and he can make them enough for the people that we are trying to bless. Thank you so much for listening today. If you're enjoying this podcast, make sure to follow us on social media, subscribe, like, comment, or share. This has been Come Follow Me, Daily Dose, and I'm Lindsay Hansen.